This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 9th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10b. It says there, "My purpose will stand and I will do all that I please." End of quote. The COVID collapse taught a lesson that is hard to learn otherwise. The worldwide disaster had the power to open our eyes to discover the true identity and meaning of life. Human beings, brilliant minds, powerful hands, strongest nations are not in control of the affairs of the world. God, who is the creator and the owner of all, has the final control and say. It is not man's or nation's purpose that ultimately stands. It is God's purpose that alone stands. And He says He will accomplish all that He promised long ago in the pages of the scriptures. No wonder the Bible says the Lord has established His throne in the heavens and His kingdom rules over all. End of quote. Psalm 103. People and nations might have created kingdoms to exercise their control and authority. However, it is the Lord's kingdom that rules over all. Over all literally means exactly what that says. God's kingdom rules over all. After God formed man in the Bible, Bible says, He blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." End of quote. As God's wise regents, deputies, He gave a divinely ordered role to do justice and fairness, understanding God's expectations in its true sense. Not man's expectation, but God's expectation. The Lord God asked this question, and it is recorded in the book of Micah chapter 6 verse 8. O man, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? End of quote. You see, God rules over all creation. He rules over the earth. He rules over the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, above us, and all that the heaven contains. He rules over nations, kings, presidents, and princes. God leads everything according to His eternal purpose and final goal. Another solemn and humbling thought is this: God wants people like you and me to be included in His eternal plan and purposes. Did you ever stop and think about the magnitude of that high calling? He wants to use people as His agents to work on His behalf, to fulfill His divinely ordained eternal plan while living on this earth. It is a privilege and awesome responsibility to be called and included in His wonderful plans and purposes. You may think I am nobody. I am a small dot in this big universe. You may think I am a person who lives in a small village or a corner of a small nation. You may think I am not educated or skilled. You may think I am not that healthy and sharp in my thinking. Did you ever stop and think about the 12 disciples the Son of God, Jesus Christ, chose to change the whole world upside down with the loving message of God revealed in and through Him? You see, poor, illiterate, and simple fellows, fishermen, hated tax collectors, in and around the city of in the Sea of Galilee. However, when they got a glimpse of God's eternal plan and purposes in the person of Jesus Christ, these simple and ordinary fellows changed the nations and people forever with the love, grace, and compassion of Jesus Christ. The gospel of the love of God revealed in the person of Jesus Christ penetrated through all the nations of the world. They became part and parcel of God's enterprise called the kingdom of God on the face of this earth, which will culminate in an eternal kingdom shortly, according to the numerous prophecies in the scripture. Many, especially young people, are searching for meaning of their life. May I say this to you? Your true identity and meaning are found only in the loving and creator God, who is the sovereign ruler of all. When you align yourself with His great and eternal plan, man, the real meaning of life dawns on you. Until you find the Lord God and hook yourself with His plans and purposes, in His big and gigantic plan, you would not understand the real meaning of your existence here at all. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. End of quote. Think about that statement for a second. He says he came and died in your place to make you a part of God's big plan and purpose, by which you may have life, life in full and abundance. You find meaning for life and an abundant, overflowing life by connecting you with God's eternal and everlasting kingdom plan by coming to Jesus Christ, His Son and the only Savior of the whole world. Jesus said to the brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother. He said this, Jesus said to them, listen, he said, come follow me. I will teach you how to catch people instead of fish. End of quote. You see, they obeyed. From that point, they became part of something much bigger than they could ever imagine getting. God invites you, my friend, to get involved with Him in His kingdom plan by coming to His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus calls, would you come now? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know the only purpose that will stand is yours. The decrees you made in the eternity past and the promises you made in the pages of the scriptures will all fulfill literally. I can look back and see many of the prophecies of the scripture already fulfilled. The rest will also fulfill at its time, and finally, your eternal kingdom will be established. I want to be in your plan. I want to be in your eternal kingdom. I want to do your will. Thank you. You gave your one and only Son, Jesus, for my sins. He died and rose again for me to save me. I come and accept your gift of Jesus, and I submit my life for your plan and purposes. Use me for your glory. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.